Psychopaths Anonymous, written by Will Carver and read by Rose Riley. Step 1. Admit that you are powerless over your addiction, that your life has become unmanageable. You can't drink away alcoholism. And that's one of life's great shames. You come home from work early one day to find your girlfriend is banging her personal trainer. A 24-pack of beer can sort that right out. Sorrow can be drowned. The sad, the tired, the lonely can pick up a bottle of gin and something to mix it with and get some temporary happiness, or drink themselves to sleep, or feel like they have a friend. The feelings they don't want to feel can be alleviated for just a moment. Even the poor and the homeless can give it a go. Sure, Johnny Walker Red isn't as smooth as the blue, but you can afford a bottle even if you can't afford your rent or a place to live. And who needs that much food anyway? I'm one of those, I can stop anytime I want to, I just don't want to, drinkers. I'm fucked if I know when or where or why it started. There was no seismic event. Uncle Lenny didn't like to bounce me on his knee until I turned 16, and Mum and Dad hardly drank at all, so it's not some genetic thing. They didn't really talk at all either. That's no excuse. I think that drinking on a Saturday night out turned into Friday and Saturday, which morphed into Friday and Saturday out, then Sunday night in with a bottle of wine. That evolves into a Wednesday night tipple to get you over that midweek hump. Eventually, you're filling in the gaps. And you tell yourself that you're not drinking too much because it's only a couple of glasses and you're not actually getting drunk per se. But it is every day, and it's the first thing you think of when you clock off from work or walk back into the house after a long day in the office. It's not an addiction, right? You're just taking the edge off. You don't wake up in the morning and crave vodka. No. That's what alcoholics do. They need it all the time. You're not an alcoholic. You don't even really like the taste, but it relaxes you. You're not smashing your fist against the glass door of your local pub at 9:01 because they're opening up slightly late and you should already be at your favourite table with a pint of the cheapest bitter in the land. You're not burying 4 empty rosé bottles in the garden to hide the evidence of your pre-lunchtime guzzling. You still talk in sips and swigs. There are no glugs or quaffs. You're not even a gulper. So you can't be an alcoholic. But it's every night now. And what was once 2 small glasses is now half a bottle, sometimes more. You don't call yourself an alcoholic, but you are a fucking drunk. Not a mean one, sure. Not overly promiscuous. There's no gateway to other substances. But you are a drunk. You're a drunk. And the only difference between a drunk and an alcoholic is that alcoholics go to meetings. This is what I was planning to say when I walked through the door of Simply AA for the very first time. I'd looked online and found that there were 2 types of meetings, open and closed. Closed meetings are for your hardcore members, which I'd hoped to be one day. Those who were both committed to getting their lives back on track, but were also the most committed to the booze.